Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like you want to, I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and he was preaching, the pastor was preaching, and I was just, he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying, say that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. This is the official welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. As usual, I'm just so excited to just be joining in with you all. As you know, this is Holy Spirit ran prayer call, because in the beginning I definitely stopped it, I paused it, because it was some things that I just felt led to do. And so as we continue these prayer calls going forward, things like that will happen. So be prepared. Prepare for anything when you join these prayer calls. So as usual, I'm just so excited to be joining you all, thanking the Lord together for another day, another chance, another opportunity to worship him, another opportunity to praise his name, and to just say thank you Lord for what you're doing, thank you Lord for what you have done, thank you Lord for what you're going to do in our careers, in our businesses, and in our lives in general. So thank you. So I'm still a little like, discombobulated from earlier, but the Lord is going to guide my tongue to share with you all what I have to share today. So before I get into it, I definitely want to let you all know that I am going live for Financial Literacy Month with Miss Jessica Hudson. She is the Wealthy Employee Financial Coach. So I'm excited. That's going to be on LinkedIn. I'll be sending out a link to you later today just to remind you of that. And also just want to let you all know, if you have any testimonies you all ever want to share on this call, let me know that too. You can just send it to my email at info@theubrandacademy.com. Again, that is info@theubrandacademy.com. All right, let's get into it. So this weekend was a great weekend. My husband and I just celebrated our wedding anniversary. And as I was reflecting on our time together and just reflecting on what we've been through within the past few months together, the phrase that kept coming up was pursue peace, because I'm currently, or I just completed a Bible plan entitled Pursue Peace. And so when I was reading through it late last night, this sentence stood out to me so much. It stood out to me so much. And it says, for God's word outranks your circumstance. I'm going to say that again. It says, for his word outranks your circumstance. So, of course, it was the word outrank that did it for me, because I was like, ooh, yes, I believe that. How many of y'all know that God's word outranks your circumstances? How many of y'all know that and truly believe that God's word outranks your circumstances? And I'm not going to take it for granted that you know what the word outrank means. So, of course, you know, I'm going to give you some definitions. First is to have a higher rank or position than someone. And the second definition of outrank is to be more important than someone or something. It's the second one that does it for me. To be more important than someone or something, meaning God's word is more important than your circumstances. Or in other words, God's word is above or positioned above your circumstances. How many of y'all could just shout on that? Just believe that to be true for you. Like, whatever you may be going through in your business, whatever you may be going through in your career, whatever you may be going through in life, his word, just open up his word, the Holy Bible, it outranks your circumstances, period. Meaning God can handle anything that you are going through in that moment. So all you got to do is what? Pursue peace. And this is exactly what my Bible devotional was sharing with me. My devotional Pursue Peace was sharing exactly that, point blank period, telling me, reminding me that God's word outranks your circumstances despite what you may be going through. So all you really need to do is pursue peace, have peace on your mind, have a peace of mind, truly. Because this ain't none of your business. What God is doing, he's going to complete a thing that he has started. So we can know that and believe and trust that to be true. But we also need to be pursuing peace in this season, in any given season of our life, pursuing peace. And the type of peace that I'm talking about is the type of peace that only God can give. The word says that the Lord will give us peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. So I just declared that for each and every one of us right now, that whatever we may be going through, whatever chaotic or something, whatever we may be going through, we need to just stand on God's holy word and say, God, I just declare that you give us peace, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Only God can give that type of peace, y'all. And that is such good news, right? And so I kind of shared some of my personal testimony with you all a few weeks ago, actually. And it's going to be released. That testimony is going to be released on the podcast this week for the Run That Prayer Back series. And so it might be today, actually. I don't know. But it's going to be released one day this week. And so as I was going through my situation and my testimony. I don't have time to share everything today. Just really definitely catch the replay of that this week on the Peculiar Career Chit Chat podcast. But one thing I did intentionally was I smiled. I literally had to take a picture of myself, face a selfie. I took a picture of myself and I would smile. Even though I may have been in pain, even though I may not have felt like smiling, I had to smile my way through it intentionally. Smile my way through it intentionally. And smiling, guess what? I smiled my way through it intentionally, all while knowing I was making the enemy mad, who wanted to keep me down on my face, who wanted me to wallow in my troubles, who wanted me to despise God and what was going on in that season. So I was just like, nope, you will not steal my joy. You will not steal my peace. Can somebody just declare and decree that right now? The enemy won't steal my joy. The enemy won't steal my peace. The enemy won't steal anything I got going on. Because guess what? The word says, again, even though, look, I'm about to really butcher this. This is about to be the Cliff Notes version. Y'all know how I do. And that it will work out for our good. Whatever it is. I don't care what it looks like. I know for a fact my God said it's going to work out for my good. He's working it out for our good. And that is a promise that each and every one of us can stand on each and every single day. So I just declare and decree right now that you will smile through it. I declare and decree right now this enemy will not steal your joy, your peace. And just understand that God's word outranks your circumstances. And also, while I was going through my circumstance, I would experience a lot of pain. So this is something that even if you're, whatever you're experiencing, because you can fill in the blank with whatever, but mine was pain. And so I would say pain is not my portion. Peace is my portion. So I want you to say peace is your portion. And another thing I would say is pain is not my portion, but joy is my portion. Joy is your portion. And the last thing I would say is pain is not my portion, but healing is my portion. Healing is my portion. When the Lord downloaded those three things or those three lines in my spirit, I kept saying them because it was so clear to me that he was speaking to me. He was speaking to me in that very moment. Yes. I see y'all in the chat saying the enemy will not steal from me. The enemy will not steal my peace. Peace is my portion. Yes, peace is your portion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just declare and decree that for you right now. So yes, that sums up what I really wanted to just share with you this morning. So some key takeaways. Yes, peace is my portion. Pain is not my portion. Healing is your portion. Pain is not your portion. Joy is your portion. Pain is not your portion. Peace is your portion. And so I want you to remember that and to always smile through it. Because when you're smiling through something that you're going through, the circumstance that you're going through, trust and believe, you're confusing the enemy. Because the enemy's like, well, wait, why are they smiling? Knowing goodness well, they need to be crying.
knowing goodness well they need to be crying, and not no tears of joy, but tears of sadness. But we understand and believe our God to be a good God. We understand, believe that we serve the creator of the universe. We understand and believe that our God is the great I am. We understand and believe that he is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and he can do nothing but fail. He can do nothing but fail. He can do all things for us. He can't fail. He cannot fail. God cannot fail. That's something that's not on his record. We can have all the failures in the world, right? All the failures. But one thing my God can't do is fail. That's just not part of his makeup. That's not part of God's DNA. That's not it. He's going to come through for us each and every time. He's going to come through for us. He's going to come through for us. I just feel that in my spirit right now. He's going to come through for us. And like the song I played in the beginning, the second song entitled "He Got Me," I want to share with you the stanza that stuck out to me the most. The whole song is good, but one of the stanzas, it says, "I promise in the end you win, and you gonna tell your friends he's so good. He's so good." And so I just declare and decree that for each and every one of us, whatever you're going through in your business, whatever you may be going through in your career, whatever you may be going through in your life in general, trust and believe. When you get on the other side of this, trust and believe, you're going to be telling your friends and your family and whomever that God is so good, that he is so good, that he can do all things, and he does have a track record of failure, period. Point blank, period. All right. Okay. All right. I pray that message resonated with your spirit. I pray that you have some great takeaways. I pray that you will meditate on what I was sharing with you earlier. Just me, there are so many scriptures that tie with this. Listen, and the one I want to go over right now is the one with the healing, the one that says, "By Jesus' stripes, we are healed." Listen, that is in the Bible. Let me get you the address or the scripture. It is Isaiah 53:5. I didn't want to tell you the wrong thing. I knew it was in Isaiah, but I was like, So it's Isaiah 53:5. It states, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed." We are healed. It's so powerful to quote scripture. You can quote like the declarations I just shared with you, but tie some scripture with it, right? Tie some scripture with it, because every time I be walking, every time I think about how far God has pulled me through, trust and believe, I'm declaring and decreeing by his stripes, I am healed, okay? Trust and believe, that's what is coming off of my lips. That is what is being uttered off of my lips. And so I just encourage you all this morning to tie scripture to whatever you may be going through. Tie it to the scripture and understand what God is really promising you in any given season of your life. Okay. All right, you all, let's get into it. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we don't take it for granted that we are here another Monday, just gathered here to say thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives, in our careers, in our businesses, and in life in general, Lord. We ask that you bless it. Everything that we touch, we ask that you bless it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you ordain, ordain every relationship that we may be having, whether it's personal, professional, Lord. We ask that you be in the midst of it. We ask that you be on every phone call, every Zoom call, every Google Meet, every conversation that we have this week and beyond, God. We ask that you are in the middle of it in the name of Jesus. We ask that you are able to help us articulate our thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus, in a manner where it is able to come across to those who it needs to come across to, in a manner that it translates to or more financial blessings, that it translates to our healing, that it translates to what we have been praying about in this season, God. God, we ask that you release it, release healing. We ask that you release financial blessings. We ask that you release favor in our lives. We ask that you release whatever it is that we have been praying for and seeking you for in this season, Lord. We know that there, what we do is not in vain. We know that what we are seeking you for, it is not in vain. It is not in vain. We know that what we are doing on our jobs, it is not in vain. God, we ask that you give us the big picture. Give us the big picture, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and download within our spirit the reasonings why we are doing certain things. And some of the things we are doing, God, we know that there are instructions from you, God, but we ask that you give us what we need. Give us what we need in order to execute. Give us the resources we need in order to execute on whatever it is that you have called us to do in this season, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, all the honor. You are so worthy, Lord. God, I ask that you block anything that is going to be preventing us from getting from point A to point B in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever fears that may be surrounding our minds, whatever doubt that may be surrounding our minds, God, we ask that you cease it right now and you block the fear, block the doubt right now. Remove it from our mouths. Remove it from our thought lives. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Renew our spirits, God. Renew us. Renew our mind, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Give us the strength to execute boldly, God, and unapologetically, and represent you. Be good. Allow us to be good representatives of you, God, everywhere that we go, in our workplaces, in our just careers, whatever we got going on in our businesses. Let us be good representatives of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I give you all the honor, all the praise. God, I thank you for your favor that you're going to show us this week, God. I thank you for orchestrating this week, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.